My guest is CalMatters.org reporter Matt Levin. Matt Levin, not to be confused with Mac Levin, who he replaced. A similar name that he had. That was funny.
Before, my alter ego.
Before the break, I just threw out that I remembered a few years ago, we've been talking about rent control, and there was some property owner that came in up in Northern California. He bought, you know, hundreds, it might have even been 1,000 units, different complexes, and he wanted to renovate them all, and he just evicted this mass number of people. It was such a dramatic thing to do, and that ended up spurring on a lot of reaction, and rightly so, I think. You know, it's just kind of tough to evict so many people at once. Just to wrap up the conversation on rents and rent control and what's going to be happening here in Santa Barbara, or California, I should say, you had also written about Oregon. They recently put in a rent cap law. What's going on up there?
Yeah, so it is the first in the nation statewide rent cap law, and it's gotten a lot of national attention. Legislators here in California have been talking about it. Senator Kamala Harris, who's obviously a Democratic presidential hopeful, has lauded Oregon for enacting this law. It's been characterized as rent control. I don't know if I would call it that. I think it's more accurate to call it a rent gouging cap. It puts basically a 10% cap on how much you can increase rents year over year. And the interesting thing there was they didn't have a bunch of great data either, but somebody who did try to analyze, okay, how many units are we actually talking about here, found that it wasn't going to affect a ton of units, but that the units that it would affect were typically on the lower income side of things, which if this is supposed to be a measure that is supposed to alleviate homelessness and prevent people from slipping into homelessness or relocating to prevent a neighborhood from gentrifying, then that is more of what you would want. You would want it to be more effective for lower income populations.
So that could be a good thing.
Could be, depending on your perspective, obviously, but yeah.
Right, right. Well, I mean, you know, this might lead now to just a quick cap on what's going on in California, because everybody says, you know, we need affordable housing. We need affordable housing. And it's just become it's like, well, how are you going to do that? You know, you got these developers that are hamstrung to build with restrictions and costs, and they want to build, end up being higher end condos. And there's so many restrictions. I know we got that one law that didn't pass where a guy wanted, what was it, like 4-story units within a short distance of rail stations and bus stations. That failed, but he's coming back. I mean, short of just creating like downtown New York City, Manhattan, how are you going to build affordable housing?
Yeah, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. It's a very, very, very difficult problem. And, you know, that bill that you mentioned, it was Senator Scott Wiener from San Francisco. He floated a bill last year that, you know, would have preempted local control over zoning decisions. So, you know, what type of housing gets built where around public transit, and would have allowed originally 4 to 8 story apartment buildings around public transit all over the state, and that died a very loud death. And he's back with it again. It is less ambitious in scope, although still a very controversial bill. It would only be 4 to 5 units, would be kind of the largest apartment buildings allowed. But it's going to be a big uphill battle for this bill too, because lots of cities don't like the idea of the state coming in and saying, no, you can't decide what types of housing gets put around your light rail or your bus stop or your BART station.
Did you mean to say 4 to 5 stories?
Yes, I did. Okay. Sorry, what did I say? Unit?
I think, yeah, unit.
So
4 to 5 stories, which, you know, is a big come down from 4 to 8 stories, but 4 to 5 stories for Santa Barbara is towering. You know, we have the Granada building that I think might be 8 stories, and that was built a long time ago, and local ordinances prevent anything. I don't know, is it 3 stories? You'd be lucky. Yeah, height. So that's so he's going to come back with that. So Governor Newsom suing Huntington Beach. We're not going to get into the details on that. It's an ongoing. Why do you think he picked Huntington Beach? I mean, every city seems to like not be going along with this. Did he single them out?
So I think there's two ways of viewing this, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think Huntington Beach is unique in the sense that it originally did not plan at all for low-income housing. Then it started to plan for low-income housing, and then it basically kind of reneged on what it said it was going to do with the state. And that really upset the state housing department. So it, even though there's lots of cities that aren't planning and building for enough housing, Huntington Beach was unique in that sense. On the other way of interpreting it is Huntington Beach is more of a Republican city than a lot of other cities that aren't living up to their housing obligations. So it might be a little more politically easier for Governor Gavin Newsom to go after a city like that than a city like, or a geography like Marin County, where he's from, or even some other maybe places in Los Angeles that aren't adequately planning or permitting housing. So again, I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive, but I think those are kind of two interpretations of why Huntington Beach.
Well, I can tell you, learn something about your unique aspect of it. I didn't realize that they'd actually planned for low income and then reneged. So that would be a good reason. But your second comment about potentially some kind of political motivation, I just find that hard to believe. You know, we live in a world of nonpartisanship. Everyone is happy and accepting everybody else's opinion. So I really find that hard to believe. My guest has been Matt Levin with the organization Cal Matters, calmatters.org. You can find him. He also does podcasts. I don't know if a link is on there. If not, Matt, if you send me the link to your podcast, I'll put it up when I podcast this interview.
Sure, we'll be happy to. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks a million. Okay, there you go. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.